with a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Ministry of Youth, Sports, Culture and Heritage has announced a major upgrade to the Truman Budden Sports Complex, a project set to modernize one of the country's most important sporting facilities. The complex will close in July of 2026 for about 6 months to allow for extensive redevelopment. The ministry says every effort will be made to minimize disruption to athletes, schools and sporting groups during the closure. Minister for Sports, the Honorable Isaac Rankin, says that the project's real value lies in the opportunities it will create for Cayman's athletes and the wider sporting community.
This redevelopment is about more than just infrastructure. It's about us creating opportunities for Caymanian athletes, and that will strengthen our sporting community. And it also ensures future generations have access to facilities that has reflected our homegrown talents, the growing ambitions, and the excellent potential that exists within our islands.
The acting director of sports, Melinda Montemayor, says they're very excited about this project.
This renovation represents a transformational investment into the future of sports and our community wellness in the Cayman Islands. For the athletes, schools, sporting associations, and our community groups who use Truman Budden Complex on a daily basis, it means that they will have access to a safer, more modern, more internationally competitive facility that will better support training, development, and overall competition opportunities for years to come.
Montemayor says the ministry recognizes how important the complex is to the sporting community and its educational programs across the country.
This project is being diligently led by our facilities team at the ministry. So throughout this renovation period, every effort will be made to minimize any disruption by working closely with schools, our sporting associations, coaches, and other facility users to identify alternative venues and to see where we can adjust schedules as much as we can. Our priority is to ensure that athletes and programs continue to remain active, engaged, and supported during this temporary closure. This redevelopment is ultimately about strengthening opportunities for our sporting community, and we are committed to maintaining continuity as smoothly as possible throughout the transition period.
And what are the biggest improvements the public can expect once the facility reopens?
When the Truman Budden Sports Complex reopens, the public can expect a significantly enhanced sporting experience across the entire facility. Major improvements will include a brand new high-performance athletic track, we're very excited about that, a reconstructed and upgraded playing field with improved drainage and durability, refurbished grandstands with enhanced safety features, and upgraded supporting infrastructure throughout the complex. These improvements will position the facility to better serve athletes, spectators, schools, and sporting organizations while increasing Cayman's ability to host regional and international sporting events.
The ministry will provide further updates as the project progresses. In other local sports, Cayman basketball is gearing up for one of its biggest international summers yet, with youth and senior national teams preparing to compete across the United States, South America, the Caribbean, and Europe. CIBA President Colin Anglin says this year brings several first-time opportunities for Cayman's athletes.
We have teams going to the AAU World Championships. You know, the AAU, which stands for the Amateur Athletic Union, they're, I think you could consider them probably the largest kind of organization. Organized youth sports organization. And it's also a place where athletes go to for major exposure. You know, yeah. Everybody, you know, college coaches and all that stuff, they always have their eyes on AAU tournaments and games. So
we'll get a chance to compete there for the first time.
So this is a culmination of that. It's the first time that's happened. I was fortunate to be able to visit AAU headquarters last year. I was really happy to connect with them, and they really want Cayman to be a part of everything that they're doing. For the girls, it's in Knoxville, Tennessee. That's June 26th to 28th. For the boys, that one's going to be in Orlando, and that's July 3rd through the 5th.
Cayman's debut at the AAU World Championships gives young players a chance to compete on one of the most scouted youth basketball platforms in the world. Speaking on Radio Cayman Sports Extra, Anglin says the busy summer continues almost immediately.
And then we also have the Nations League. which this will be our third year competing in that now. That's going to be in Chile. Again, it was in Chile last year. It will be there again this year. And so we're sending men's and women's under 23 teams there. And so they're going to go compete in that. That one is grueling. That's 6 days out of seven, multiple games a day. And 3x3 is very taxing. It's even more taxing on the body than 5-on-5. So it's a 10-minute sprint, right? And it's very, very physically demanding. That's from June 27th to July 3rd. And then, you know, some of those players, as soon as they get back, they've only got a day or so. And then we head over to Guyana for the CBC Championships.
Following the Nations League will be the CBC Championships in Guyana from July 8th through the 12th, just days later. And July itself brings even more history for Cayman basketball.
For the first time ever in our history, we have qualified for the Commonwealth Games in 3x3,
yes,
which is going to take place in Glasgow, Scotland. And that's going to be during the third week of July, like from the 22nd to the 29th. And we also, another historic moment, for the first time, we qualified for the CAC Games as well. And so teams that are going to be going there, and that's going to be in the Dominican Republic.
Cayman will compete in both the Commonwealth Games 3x3 event and the CAC Games for the very first time. With teams traveling to five different countries in just a few weeks, Anglin says the workload is intense, but worth it.
Everybody's like, Prezi, you coming, right? I'm like, not unless I can split myself into five pieces. But again, I'm just excited for the athletes. As far as I'm concerned, and I know I can speak for everyone in our organization, all of our administrative staff, our subcommittee members, we're serving, right? Yes. We're paying it forward. Someone did it for us, and I know I've certainly been a benefactor of that when I was growing up. You know, the sacrifices that people made, so we're just paying it forward. And so it's really great to be able to see our athletes being able to have these opportunities.
Siba says the goal is to keep opening doors for Caymanian players and give the next generation access to opportunities that were once out of reach. And Caymana Bay is set for a busy July as young athletes gear up for two high-energy summer camps designed to keep kids moving and sharpen their skills during the school break. Here's Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell with the details.
Caymana Bay is gearing up for a high-energy July as two youth sports camps return with a full slate of action for young athletes. Kids can dive into a packed summer schedule, with one camp offering a wide mix of sports and the other delivering dedicated basketball training led by top-level coaches. The multi-sport camp runs for 3 weeks and gives children a chance to stay active across a broad range of disciplines, from court sports to water-based activities, all designed to build skills, confidence, and teamwork in a fun environment. Later in the month, the focus shifts to hoops as the basketball camp tips off, featuring hands-on sessions with NBA forward Zaire Williams. Young players will work through drills, game situations, and development sessions aimed at sharpening their all-around game. Spaces are limited and families are encouraged to sign up early. I am Radio Cayman's Josh Cottrell.
Thank you, Josh. That'll do it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin. Enjoy your holiday weekend.